Baby? Oh my god, I'm so sorry. I didn't mean to wake you. Am I tossing and turning too much? I'm sorry, babe. Go back to sleep. No, it's okay. I'm just can't sleep. It's fine, baby. Yeah, it is. I'm just rather you sleep. I'm used to not sleeping. I know you hate it, but just the way it is. Okay, fine. Baby, I want you to stay up just to put me to sleep. Because you have work tomorrow and you should be sleeping. I know I have work tomorrow too, but I'm used to this, baby. I know I'd do the same for you, but still. I'm not gonna be talking out of this, am I? I love you. Thank you for being so amazing. I'm just not tired, baby. I have a lot on my mind. I don't know, I'm just anxious, I guess. Not a lot of things. Mostly bills to pay. The holidays are coming up, and that's just a whole bunch of stress. Yeah. I know, but it's hard not to think about it, you know? For Christmas, by the way. Seeing as I have you half asleep. Come on, please. Because I want to get you the perfect thing. I know it's far away still, but I can get it during Black Friday. I know. I'm not gonna go out for Black Friday. I'll be home with you, putting away leftovers, perhaps. Yeah, isn't it before Thanksgiving? Or after? It's after Thanksgiving, right? Day after, yeah. See, I never remember. This is why I have you. Yeah, to remind me of all the things I forgot. Thank you. I would have forgotten about that too. I'll call her next week and wish her happy birthday. You're so great, baby. Yeah, I'm just bad with dates. Really bad with dates. Like I'd forget that. No, of course not. I might have already planned something for that, actually. Yeah, what am I not saying? No. No, 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 no. I want it to be a surprise. I want it to be special. I know if it even was, if it wasn't a surprise, it'd still be special, but still. I like having surprises because it drives you crazy because you're going to keep guessing and guessing and guessing and poking and poking and poking trying to figure it out and you won't. See, this is why I didn't want you to put me to sleep. Because it's just going to be me keeping you up. I know you say you don't mind, but tomorrow morning, when I'm the one trying to wake you up, you're gonna very much mind. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, I'm grumpy in the morning too, but at least I acknowledge the fact that I need to be up. Hey, no, 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 no. Okay, fine, I take it all back. Just let me keep playing on your chest. Happy here. It's really nice. There's something super soothing about hearing your heartbeat. I fully understand the appeal. Yeah. I know, baby, I know. I just... When I came to bed, you were asleep already, and didn't want to wake you up just to cuddle. I know you do it all the time, but that's, I feel really bad about doing it. I don't know, I just, I feel like it's my job to take care of you, you know, so in that capacity, waking you up would not have been a good thing, especially since I know how much you need sleep and how hard it is for you just to go to sleep. So it was a miracle that I came in to find you asleep. Like, that never ever happens. Usually you come out with like a pillow and you say, babe, come to bed, and then I like begrudgingly turn off the Xbox and I come and grab you and pick you up and bring you back. So I was very shocked that I looked up and I saw the time was 1 a.m. and I didn't see the tiny pitter patter of feet. Yeah. Thought you fell asleep reading your book. Is it really that bad? Like, in the best way possible. Yeah. I'm gonna make you read me some of it at some point. Yeah, I know I can read on my own, but it's way better to hear you read to me. It's just nice. You have a really good reading voice, babe. Yeah, you should do audiobooks. Yeah, no, I'm 100% serious. Yeah. I'm gonna call up audible.com. The leading provider of audiobooks, and see if they have like a, I don't know, I don't think they have a phone number. Maybe they have a phone number. You know what keeps me up at night? Yeah, a lot of things, but like so many different places now, like you can't call them for like customer support anymore. I mean, I saw like, you know, back in the day, you could call, like, anything. Like, if it was, like, a company, they had, like, a 1-800 number. And you could, like, just phone them up and be like, hey, I have a problem. Can I have some help? But now, like, it's, like, almost impossible. You have to, like, email someone. Or, God forbid, you have to tweet at a company. Am I sounding like an old man? Okay. See, I acknowledge it at least. Yeah, I have the grumpiness down. I just need the white hair. And the beard. You're not dying my beard white. We've gone over this. Santa look isn't happening. I know you keep saying please, 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 but no, 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 no. Or I'm just going to wake up one morning and just find my beard white. You know, I'm a super light sleeper. There's no way I'm going to sleep through it. See, that's a little scary. You shouldn't make threats like that. Yeah, mostly because I don't know if you understand how much dosage of chloroform you'll need to knock me out. Yeah. Also, where would you even get chloroform? No, babe, that's... You wouldn't get it at a pool supply store. That's chloride. That would just kill me. So don't put chloride on it. Don't put chloride on it. Oh, my God. See, this is why we don't... This is why I don't wake you up at, like, 2 in the morning. Because we just have dumb conversations. I love how we can just talk about anything. Yeah. That's how I know we work, you know? You put up with my nonsense. No, I don't put up with anything from you. You're literally an angel. I'm super blessed to have you. I really am. You're like the best thing in my life. Yeah, without a doubt. Without a doubt. Like, I have no idea how I ended up with you. I mean, like, I understand, like, the steps that, like, occurred for this to happen, but, like... I don't think I could do it twice. No, it's like one in a million. I'm glad you understood my Star Wars reference. These are the small reasons why I love you. Yeah, because you got my Star Wars jokes. And because you'd wake up and then try to put me back to sleep at 2 in the morning. Because you're always there for me. I don't say it enough. You're a really good girl. I love you too. Forever and always, baby. You're my person. We could. But I feel like neither of us. Oh, that is a dick. That is a dick, baby. Oof, God, right in the heart. You fall asleep afterwards too, don't give me that. It's like 50-50. Yeah, I just gotta tire you out. You're literally gonna put me to sleep if you keep doing that. Yeah, it's kind of working. I'm such a sucker for you playing with my hair. Yeah. Mm-hmm. good night, Mike.